We're visiting with Emporia High Girls Basketball Coach Carolyn Dorsey on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, the season gets underway on Friday for your basketball team taking on Highland Park. But first off, how would you assess the first 2 weeks of practice?
Our first 2 weeks of practice have been fun. It's gone by so fast. And it's funny because when you start, you're like, man, we have so much time. And now I'm going, we still have so much we still need to get done because it goes so fast. And it's been competitive. And I think that's what's made it fun. I have some difficult decisions. And there's going to be nights where it's one kid's night. And the next night it's going to be a different kid's night. And for the first time in a long time, we're in a position where that is going to help us, I think. And so to watch our practices where you better compete or this kid's moving up the line today, it has only made our practices that much better. And so it's been a really fun competitive. They're senior led. Those seniors know what needs to be done. They're intelligent and they're vocal. And as a result, they're just making and pulling all these kids with them. And it's just been a really good start so far.
You have three starters that are back from last year. Those three players, Gracie and Allie and Rebecca Snyder, those three players, have they kind of picked up where they left off?
They have. And I guess, again, I think if anybody would come into that gym and watch some of these kids, they just sit there and smile at how competitive and how good of a job they do. You know, you talk about those three in particular. Rebecca's been challenged, and it's been really good for her because she got thrown into a role that she might not have been ready for. She was 14, 15. That's a young role in a Centennial League. And she's done really well for us, but she's getting challenged, and it's only making her that much better, and she's growing. And she's maybe growing the most I've seen her grow in the last 2 years because of these kids that have come in that are healthy, that are bigger, faster, stronger. They're ready now. And so, again, our practices at the post position have been really fun to watch. And then you mentioned Gracie and Allie. And, you know, I've seen those kids since they were 7 and 8, and I've worked with them for forever, I feel like. And to have them be they truly are an extension of me. And they know what needs to be done. They have the reins. I say whatever I'll tell them something, and they do it, and they make sure everybody's on the same page. And so to watch – and they give everything they have every practice. And they're not too cool. They're not, Gracie, obviously leading scorer, she could slack off if she wanted to as a leading scorer, but she, and I wouldn't let that, but that could be her mindset. But her mindset is, I'm coming in to get better, and I'm going to make my teammates better. And as a result, Allie's the same way, but the guard positions have been incredibly competitive, and they've been fun. And not only for this year, but she's getting a lot of these young pups ready for our following year when those kids are gone.
We're visiting with Emporia High Girls Basketball Coach Carolyn Dorsey on the Area Coach's Corner. And looking at the first couple weeks of your season, you open up against Highland Park on Friday night, and then next week you have Washburn Rural at Topeka Seaman, and also have Great Bend in there in the mix, and also Topeka High. It looks like you're going to get a good test before the Christmas break.
We will. It's never easy. There's some good teams, and any given night, that's why you play. Opening up against Highland Park, I get frustrated sometimes because I think people will say what they want about that school. And those schools make me just as nervous as everybody. They're competitive. They're athletic. They can run. They're fast, and there's some things you put them at the ball in their hands and they can get to the rim a little bit better than us at times. And keeping those kids in front of us worries me. They've turned their program around. They got a new coach. They had 26 girls out compared to what they had last year. So we don't know what that looks like. We know that we need to handle our business the very first opening night, and that's what we're going to focus on, and make sure we're ready. And then you talk about the rest of the schedule. Honestly, I couldn't remember who was after Washburn Rural, but there's all those teams. You throw in Rural, who's obviously returning a ton of talent. Seaman, who snuck us at the end of the season last year, and that's still a hard one for us. And Great Bend, traveling out to Great Bend, that's a tough trip. And you don't know what they're bringing. So and Topeka High, obviously talented, and they have guards that can play, and they've been really, really strong in the last couple of years. So it'll be a good test for us. I think before Christmas break, we'll know where we stand, and we'll know some things we need to work on for sure.
Coach Dorsey, thanks for taking the time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck these next 2 weeks, and we look forward to visiting with you again in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
That's Emporia High Girls Basketball Coach Carolyn Dorsey on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless and by Rebel Monuments on KVOE, live and local.